This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 432 for Monday, June 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker on Monday, dropping in sympathy with the Chicago soy complex as North American weather forecasts turn more moderate. Chart-based selling contributed to the declines, with some stops likely hit on the way down. Canola down 8 to over $17, July down $17.30 at $853.70 per ton. New crop November, it's down $16.70 at $727.60. Recent rains in parts of western Canada have helped boost crop prospects, although conditions do remain hot in some areas and more moisture will be needed through the growing season. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production remained supportive as well, with scaled-down end-user demand providing some support. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans posting the largest losses, down 43 cents in the November contract at $13.95 per bushel. Weather was a major influence in beans, with shifting forecasts calling for rain and more moderate temperatures in parts of the Midwest over the next week to 10 days. That triggered some speculative long liquidation. Sharp overnight declines in Malaysian palm oil contributed to the weakness in soybeans, with talk of possible changes to U.S. biofuel policy adding to the general bearishness in soy oil. While still lacking confirmation, there are reports the U.S. may be looking at reducing blending requirements for renewable fuel. That would cut into the demand for both soy oil-based biodiesel and corn-based ethanol. Corn was also pressured by good Midwestern weather today, despite persistent dryness in some areas. The September corn contract down 31 cents at $5.98 per bushel. But on the other side, ongoing concerns over Brazil's crop remained supportive, although Argentina's corn has seen some better weather and the crop there is thought to be in decent shape. Wheat futures, they are down across the board, with the largest losses in Minneapolis spring wheat, with better moisture prospects in North American spring wheat regions, especially bearish for that market. Minneapolis down 17 cents in the September contract at $7.54 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents lower in September at $6.36 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it is down 6 cents in September at $6.79 per bushel. Production estimates out of Russia were revised 1.5 million tons higher, with that country's crop now pegged at 82.4 million tons. Better crop prospects in Europe were also bearish for the wheat market in general. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.